How to express yourself clearly without apologizing. In a world where effective communication is paramount to success, many of us find ourselves diluting our messages with unnecessary apologies and hesitant language. Whether in professional settings, personal relationships, or public speaking, the habit of apologetic communication can significantly undermine our credibility and impact. Learning to express yourself clearly without apologizing isn't about becoming aggressive or insensitive, it's about developing the confidence to communicate with precision, authenticity, and respect. This skill is especially crucial in leadership and business contexts, where clarity and conviction directly influence outcomes. The apologetic communication epidemic. We've all been there, starting emails with "I'm sorry to bother you," prefacing opinions with "this might be wrong, but," or constantly qualifying our statements with "just" and "maybe." According to research on communication patterns, women are particularly susceptible to this tendency, apologizing up to twice as frequently as men in professional settings. This habit goes beyond mere politeness; it reflects deeper psychological patterns related to confidence, social conditioning, and fear of judgment. The first step toward more effective communication is recognizing when and why we fall into these patterns of unnecessary apology. Apologetic communication manifests in various forms: excessive use of qualifiers, just, kind of, sort of, disclaimer statements, "I'm not an expert, but," permission-seeking phrases, "would it be okay if," and actual apologies for things that don't warrant remorse. These linguistic habits subtly undermine our authority and credibility, creating a disconnect between our intentions and how others perceive our messages. By understanding these patterns, we can begin the process of reclaiming our communicative power. The impact of apologetic language on perception and influence. The words we choose shape how others perceive us and our ideas. When we consistently wrap our thoughts in apologetic language, we inadvertently send signals about our confidence levels and the value we place on our own contributions. This can have far-reaching consequences in professional environments, where perception often influences advancement opportunities, project assignments, and leadership potential. Studies have shown that individuals who communicate with clarity and confidence are more likely to be viewed as competent, regardless of their actual expertise level. Beyond external perception, apologetic communication affects our internal state as well. The language patterns we habitually use reinforce our self-concept and psychological framing. When we regularly diminish our statements with apologetic phrasing, we reinforce neural pathways associated with doubt and hesitation. Over time, this can create a self-perpetuating cycle where our communication style reinforces insecurity, which in turn influences future communication. Breaking this cycle requires both awareness and deliberate practice of new communication patterns, as outlined in comprehensive guides on self-expression. The difference between politeness and apologetic language. One common misconception about unapologetic communication is that it means abandoning courtesy or consideration for others. This couldn't be further from the truth. There's a significant difference between being polite and being apologetic. The former acknowledges and respects others, while the latter diminishes yourself. Politeness preserves relationships and facilitates smooth interactions. Unnecessary apologies undermine your position and can actually make interactions more awkward. The goal isn't to eliminate social graces but to express them in ways that maintain your dignity and clarity. Consider the difference between "I'm sorry to ask for clarification" and "could you please clarify that point?" Both are respectful requests, but the second version accomplishes the same goal without the self-diminishment of an unnecessary apology. Similarly, "sorry for the delay in responding" could be reframed as "thank you for your patience." This subtle shift maintains courtesy while positioning you more powerfully in the interaction. Mastering this distinction is crucial for developing a communication style that balances respect for others with self-respect. Core principles of clear, unapologetic communication. Effective communication without apology rests on several foundational principles. First is the concept of directness, expressing your thoughts, needs, and intentions in straightforward language without excessive qualification or hedging. This doesn't mean being blunt or insensitive, rather, it means crafting messages that accurately convey your meaning without dilution. Communication experts emphasize that clarity emerges from precision in language choice and thoughtful message construction, not from aggressive or overly simplified speech. The second principle is ownership of ideas and feelings. Phrases like "I think," "I believe," or "from my perspective" allow you to take responsibility for your viewpoint without apologizing for having one. This ownership language acknowledges the subjective nature of your contribution without undermining its value. Third is the principle of value recognition, communicating with the underlying assumption that your thoughts, time, and contributions have inherent worth. This mindset shift from I'm bothering you to I'm offering something valuable subtly transforms how you express yourself and how others receive your communication. Practical techniques for clear expression. Moving beyond principles to practice, several specific techniques can help you communicate more clearly without falling into apologetic patterns. The pause technique is remarkably effective before speaking or sending a written communication. Pause to review your language for apologetic phrases and unnecessary qualifiers. This brief moment of reflection often reveals habitual language patterns you can adjust. As communication experts demonstrate in this video, even a 5-second review can substantially improve message clarity and impact. Another practical approach is the replacement method, where you develop alternative phrasings for your most common apologetic expressions. For example, instead of "sorry to interrupt," try "I'd like to add something here." Instead of "this might be a stupid question," use "I have a question about." Creating a personal lexicon of replacement phrases makes it easier to catch and correct apologetic language in real time. Additionally, body language reinforcement, maintaining good posture, appropriate eye contact, and deliberate gestures physically supports your verbal commitment to clear, confident communication. When your nonverbal cues align with your verbal message, both aspects of communication become stronger. The 7-step process to express yourself better. Transforming your communication style is a process that requires consistent attention and practice. A structured approach can make this transformation more manageable and effective. This 7-step process provides a comprehensive framework for developing clearer, more confident expression. Awareness development: begin by monitoring your communication patterns, perhaps recording conversations, with permission, or keeping a communication journal to identify apologetic habits. Language audit: create a list of your personal red flag phrases and words that signal apologetic communication. Intention setting: before each important communication, take a moment to clarify your purpose and the key message you want to convey. Message preparation: for important communications, draft your main points in advance, reviewing them for clarity and unnecessary apologies. Delivery practice: rehearse important communications aloud, paying attention to tone, pace, and emphasis. Feedback integration: seek input from trusted colleagues or friends about your communication style, focusing specifically on clarity and confidence. Consistent reinforcement: schedule regular check-ins with yourself to assess progress and refine your approach. This systematic approach transforms vague aspirations for better communication into concrete, actionable steps. By focusing on one aspect at a time, you avoid feeling overwhelmed and create sustainable changes in how you express yourself. Leadership communication without apology. For those in leadership positions, clear communication without apologetic language is not merely a personal skill but a critical leadership function. Leaders who communicate with clarity and confidence inspire greater trust, create more coherent team alignment, and generally achieve better outcomes. Research on leadership communication shows that team members consistently rate clear, direct communication as one of the most valued leadership traits, above many other characteristics. When leaders apologize unnecessarily or cloud their messages with hesitant language, they create uncertainty and anxiety within their teams. Directives seem optional, priorities appear negotiable, and vision statements lack conviction. Conversely, leaders who express themselves clearly without apology create psychological safety through consistency and transparency. They make it easier for team members to understand expectations, align their efforts with organizational goals, and feel confident in their own decision-making. The ripple effect of a leader's communication style extends throughout an organization, influencing communication patterns at all levels. Navigating difficult conversations without apologizing. Perhaps the greatest test of unapologetic communication comes in difficult conversations: delivering constructive criticism, addressing conflicts, or navigating disagreements. In these emotionally charged situations, many people default to apologetic language as a way of reducing tension or avoiding conflict. However, this approach often backfires, creating confusion about the message's importance and undermining its impact. Learning to handle difficult conversations with clarity and compassion but without unnecessary apology is an advanced communication skill worth developing. The key lies in separating the message from the emotional response it might generate. You can acknowledge potential feelings without apologizing for the content itself. For example, instead of "I'm sorry, but I disagree with your approach," try "I see this differently, and here's why." Instead of "sorry to bring this up, but there's a problem with the project timeline," say "we need to discuss the project timeline. I've identified some concerns." Great leaders understand that clear communication in difficult situations actually demonstrates respect for others by treating them as capable of handling direct information. The Psychology of Apologetic Communication. Understanding the psychological underpinnings of apologetic communication can help us address it more effectively. Research in social psychology suggests that excessive apologizing often stems from several psychological factors: fear of rejection, imposter syndrome, conflict avoidance tendencies, and internalized expectations about appropriate behavior, particularly gender-based expectations. For many people, apologetic language serves as a preemptive protection mechanism. If you diminish yourself first, others might be gentler in their judgment or rejection. Cognitive behavioral approaches to communication suggest that addressing these underlying psychological patterns is as important as changing the surface language. This might involve challenging cognitive distortions about how others perceive direct communication, gradually expanding your comfort zone through increasingly direct expressions, and consciously rewarding yourself for clear communication attempts regardless of outcome. The goal is not just to change your words but to adjust the underlying beliefs that generate apologetic patterns in the first place. Cultural and contextual considerations. While clear communication without apology is generally effective, it's important to acknowledge that communication norms vary across cultures, industries, and contexts. In some cultural contexts, indirect communication and qualification are standard practices that signal respect rather than insecurity. Similarly, certain professional environments have developed specific communication conventions that may include what would otherwise be considered apologetic language. Effective communicators develop cultural intelligence that allows them to adapt their approach while maintaining their core message. The goal is to find a balance between authentic self-expression and contextual appropriateness. This doesn't mean reverting to unnecessary apologies, but rather understanding when directness might need modulation and finding alternate ways to show respect within different cultural frameworks. Cross-cultural communication studies suggest that focusing on message clarity while adapting delivery style offers the best results in diverse environments. The underlying principle remains consistent: communicate in ways that preserve both your dignity and the relationship with your audience. Great communicators in conversation, what they do differently. Observing skilled communicators reveals consistent patterns in how they express themselves clearly without resorting to apologetic language. Research on conversation dynamics shows that effective communicators share several practices: they listen actively before responding, speak with purposeful pacing, use silence strategically, and frame their contributions as additions to the conversation rather than interruptions. They tend to use declarative sentences rather than hedging questions and maintain balanced eye contact that conveys confidence without dominance. Perhaps most importantly, great communicators demonstrate genuine curiosity and respect for others while maintaining their own boundaries and perspectives. This balance allows them to express disagreement, ask challenging questions, or present alternate viewpoints without either apologizing or becoming combative. They recognize that clear communication serves the relationship and the shared goal, not just their individual need for expression. By studying these patterns and incorporating them into your own communication practice, you can develop a more effective, unapologetic expression style. The personal journey to clear communication. Transforming your communication style is ultimately a personal journey that requires patience, self-compassion, and consistent practice. Many people find it helpful to start with written communication, where you have time to review and revise before sending. Email, text messages, and professional documents provide excellent opportunities to practice removing apologetic language while maintaining a respectful tone. As your written communication becomes clearer, you can gradually apply the same principles to verbal interactions, perhaps beginning with low-stakes conversations and working up to more challenging contexts. Track your progress by noting situations where you successfully communicated without unnecessary apology and reflecting on the outcomes. Did your message land more effectively? Did you feel more confident? Did the interaction proceed more efficiently? These positive reinforcements help solidify new communication patterns and motivate continued development. Remember that occasional setbacks are normal in any skill development process. The goal isn't perfection but progress toward a more authentic, effective expression style that serves both you and your communication partners. Conclusion. Learning to express yourself clearly without apologizing is more than a communication technique. It's a fundamental life skill that enhances your effectiveness in virtually every personal and professional context. Clear, confident communication allows your ideas to be truly heard and evaluated on their merits rather than being filtered through unnecessary qualification and diminishment. It enables more authentic connections with others based on mutual respect rather than positioning yourself as less worthy of time or attention. As you continue developing this skill, remember that the goal is not to eliminate all forms of courtesy or consideration for others. Rather, it's about removing the self-diminishing aspects of your communication while maintaining or even enhancing the respectful connection with your audience. True confidence in communication comes not from dominating conversations but from contributing to them in ways that honor both your voice and others. By mastering the art of clear expression without apology, you unlock your full potential for influence, connection, and impact in every area of life. For a deeper understanding of effective communication principles and practices, explore additional resources on communication excellence that can further enhance your skills and confidence.